You were holding Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Again, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Oimer. Again, the top is L'Rabbis. Say your Avodas Kechavim L'Smicha. Reb Shimon says, from this pasuk of a Somach Yodoy, our Rosh HaSoyer, it comes to include, not like Reb Yudis said, Soyer Nachshon, but rather comes to include the Siri Avodas Kechavim, that they also need a Smicha. So now the Gemara asks, Mask of Lo Ravim, Ravim asks the question, Tenach Reb Yehuda, it's very good the way we learn Shabbat before in the Pesukim according to Reb Yehuda. Again, that there was a word Oisai, so we dashed him from the word Oisai, it says by Korban Chatis, that Oisai B'tzofen, only a regular Chatis that comes from a Kaporo, the Shechita has to be done B'tzofen, and not Oisai Nachshon. That's the Drosha. What do we need the Drosha? For the Chur Pshita, that Oisai Nachshon does not need a Tzofen. It does not come for a Kaporo, it's only a Korban of a Nisiyim that's brought down for Chanukah Samizveich. So the Moros Havamin it was, because since the Sayyid Nachshon has a Ribli, then it needs Samicho, so I would have thought to say he would then need Tzofen, Kamashtra on the Pasuk Nova, Shachad Oisai, only a regular Chattis needs Tzofen, and not the Sayyid Nachshon. So that's good according to Rabbi Yehuda that he says in this Pasuk of a Somach Yodoi, Arosh HaSoyer, it's Mav Sayyid Nachshon. But the question is though, both Rabbi Shimon, Ma'ikal Ameima, according to Rabbi Shimon, we just had that he darshens from the Pasuk of a Somach Yodoi, is coming to be Mabe, Siri Avodas Kechavim. Siv Salas Taya Nachshon does not even need Smicha. If it does not even need Smicha, the Chur Pshita does not need a Shita to be done with Tzofen. So what's the Havamina? What do I need a Miet for? Veshach Adoisai. To teach me that Sayyid Nachshon is not coming. On Tzofen, Pshita, you do not need Tzofen on this Sayyid that Nachshon brought, the Nisim brought. Since it was not for Kapora, so Pshita, you do not have to have Tzofen. What's the Havamina? Moshe says, "Oh, Malay Mazutra, pray the Rav Mori, the Ravino, the Rav Yehuda Nami." He says, "No, even according to Rav Yehuda, my Yisrabi is Rabbi, my Delay is Rabbi is Rabbi." It's also a question. Even though truth is a ribui from Hidashin's Besomach Yodoi that Smicha applies to say an action, the Chur it's only what this Rabbim. About it's only Svar to say that you need Smicha by a korban like a say an action, but a tzofen. Shit, you do not have to have. Like what you have a minute to say that since we see you need smicha, the owner has to put his hand on top of the korban. Therefore, you see it's like a regular chatis. I would have thought to say this for an action, such a korban like that does not come for kapora, also needs tzofon. So he asked the question back, no, what kind of have a minute is this? The guru I should have said, my this rabbi is rabbi, or my the lo yis rabbi, but we don't have a ribui for tzofon. Shit, you do not need tzofon. So it's still a question. Why do we need the Pasuk B'Shach HaDoisai to teach us only regular Chattis, the Shechit has to be done with Tzofen, and not by a Soyin Achshon, Pshitit does not need Tzofen. So Mora says, V'chitem, maybe you'll tell me, Ila Miyat Akro. No, if the Pasuk would not say clearly B'Shach HaDoisai, a Miyat, to say that this Korban like a Soyin Achshon, Stam a Korban of a Chattis, it's not a Kaporo. If you wouldn't have a special Pasuk to say it does not need Chattis, it does not need Tzofen, maybe half a minute I would have thought to say, taste of a binyanav. I should learn it out from a binyanav that this is a chattis, and just like all other chattois have to have tzofen, maybe that's the half a minute to say, that any chattis, even though it does not come for kapara, like a say nachshon, maybe it's a binyanav, like Rashi says, the ma'am mitzin of a shah chattois, if so, it should need tzofen. Someone says, if so, smicha gufa. If that would be the svara, then I should not have to have a special pasuk of a somach yoda to teach me that sayin achshon this chatas needs a smicha. The chur lishta kromine. The Torah should have been quiet. You do not need this pasuk of a somach yoda. And the taste of a binyanav, I should be able to learn out from the binyanav that it needs smicha. So the chur you say that this binyanav does not help. So Moshe Elo, what do you have to say? That shor midoris leyafinan. That even though it's a korban chattis, this korban soya that the Nisiyim brought, but it was only l'shor, it was a special thing to be brought there, Meshavta Chanukasan HaNishkan. That's when they brought these Nisiyim. The Nisiyim brought the korbanos. But since l'doris, we do not have such a korban, so you cannot learn out such a korban from the doris. If so, you don't have any binyanav. So that's why we need a prophet to teach us for Somach Yodoi, that there was a mitzvah to make a smicha then. If so, l'chura, we're still back to the question, Why do I need a pasuk to say b'shrocha doisai? That the Sir Nachshon does not need sofron, the Churb Shita does not need sofron. According to Rabbi Shimon, what's the havmin to say it should need sofron? Hochinami, show me doros ayafin, I would not learn out, there's no havmin. Even though the doros, every chattis needs sofron, but a covering like Nachshon, since it was only l'shur, Shita does not need sofron. So what does the pasuk have to say it for? El Radik Mar says like this, like it true. We do not need this pasuk of a shocha. Do you say to teach us that only a regular chat is not a soyanachshon? Pshita soyanachshon does not need sofon. So what's the deal then of the pasuk of a shocha? Do you say only this chat is and not other chatois? El oisai toin sofon, but v'yein ha-shrechit under the sofon. That's the chiddush, that the animal has to be on the sofon side of the azara, but not the shrechit. The shrechit could be wherever he wants. That's the deal. The shochet oisai means the korban has to be there, but not the shochet. So where's the question? Midrabi Achya Nafka. This drasha we learn out from the way Rabbi Achya learns it out. The Tanya learn like this in the Gemara in Zvachim that Rabbi Achya Omer, when the pasuk says v'shochet oisai ayerach hamizbeach tfoino. So matam loyma. What do we need this pasuk for? To teach us what we need the pasuk v'shochet oisai ayerach hamizbeach tfoino. Lefish. He says like this. The fisher metzino the mekabel, because we find by Kabbalah Saddam shoymed b'tzofin or mekabel b'tzofin that both the behema, the korban, has to be on the north side of the hazara, and the kohen that does the kabbalah also has to be there. That's the din of Kabbalah Saddam. Now the imamad v'dorim, let's say the kohen is standing on the south side of the hazara, the kibbol b'tzofin, and he puts his hands over the mekabel Saddam. Even though the korban is standing at sofon, still possible. So Yochel, I would have thought to say av zekein. Maybe the same thing applies by shchiter also, that the shochet also has to be on the sofon side of the azara. And this tells the possible. No, the possible talmud leimar oisai b'tzofon v'loyah shochet tzorach liyasayim b'tzofon. So this drush you will learn now from Vayikra Aleph, the way Rabbi Achoy dashens. So here we're dashing a possible in Vayikra Dalet, that it says v'shachad oisai v'mokam ashiyishchad asoyla v'shachad. You hear what dashing the pasuk in Vayikra Dalet v'shachad oisai v'mokam ashiyishchad asoyla. So what do we need two psukim for? So it can't be the same drasha of oisai twice. So back, what do we need the word oisai by yasfu in Vayikra Dalet? So we're in says yalo oisai b'tzofan v'yein b'noif b'tzofan. The chiddush is that only a behema, a korban, the shechita has to be done b'tzofan of a kurdish kedoshim, but not an oif or a chattis, because otherwise, Salka, that Rina would have thought to say, Leisi v'kabal chayma, that an oif also needs its malika to be done on the sofon side. Because I make kabal chayma mi ben sain from a korban. Oma ben sain, just like an animal, a korban. Shalei kabal le kayin. You do not put off kaf to have a kayin b'shah shchita, even a zaros kosher b'shchita. Still kabal le tzofon, that then you have to have on sofon, the shchita should be done on sofon side, if so ben oif. By a benoif, shekovel a kayin, ain't a din shenikvel a tzofen. A benoif, the malika has to be done with a kayin. Isn't the swear for sure that the malika should also be done on the tzofen side? That's why it is possible. With shachar oif, say no, only a korban has to be on tzofen and not an oif, even though it's a kurdish kadashim. Mala ben son, where it says no, kurz no kabal kayma. Mala ben son, you can kabal a kli. You know why a korban needs tzofen? Because there's a kli, there's a sakin. You have to have the shechita done with a sakin. Mashenka Malik is done with the hands without a sakin, so there's no kabbal chayma. So again, what do we need the pasuk oisay for? Ella rather oisay b'tzofon v'ein pesach b'tzofon. The korban pesach does not have to have a shechita done b'tzofon. And the Mora says pesach with Reb Lozer ben Yaakov nafka, no, from Lozer ben Yaakov atanya. Reb Lozer ben Yaakov oimer yochel enechlam is a havimina. I would have thought to say yochel yeya pesach toyin tzofon, that maybe a korban pesach, even though it's like a shlomim, it's a kachim kalim. I would have thought to say maybe it needs a tzofen. The shechita has to be done on the north side of the azara. Why? V'dinu, it's a svara. V'dinu, u'ma oilish le kabbalay zman, v'shechitosa kabbalay tzofen, matach a korban oila, that there's no special zman when to bring it. Any day you can bring a korban oila. Still there's a mokum where to make the shechita on tzofen. If so, pesach, a korban pesach, shekabbalay zman v'shechitosay, there's a special zman when to make the shechita. Only on Yud Dalet Benis and after Chatzos. Is there a din, isn't it for sure, Shekobloi Tzofen, that there should be a din to have Tzofen? So, therefore, I need a special post to teach me that Pesach does not need tzofen. Now, Malir, like this, the question, no, by Korban Eil, special Sheken Kolu, those things is burnt. Maybe that's why it needs tzofen, but not a Korban Pesach. Mechatis, I learned enough from Mechatis. Chatis, those things is not burnt, and still you need tzofen. So I would have thought to say, maybe Korban Pesach also needs tzofen. I have studied this, the question, Mal Chatis, Chatis is different, Sheken Mechaperis, Achai Bekrisis, that a Chatis is special, comes for Kapora, on a Chet, that you have Koros for. Amazing. Now you do a b'shoyvi to have the korban chatis. Say, but that's why it's very chomer and these dafkat sofen. So where it says, "No miyoshem, learn from a korban oshem." I mal yoshem shekain kodesh kadoshim. Oshem is different. It's kodesh kadoshim, and Pesach is not kodesh kadoshim. And the kula nami shekain kodesh kadoshim. You can't learn out a Pesach from anyone, from not from an oil, not from a chatis, not from an oshem, because all these three are coming that they're kodesh kadoshim, but not a korban Pesach. It's only a kodesh kalim. So Mora says. So he says in Svara, you do not have to have tzofen. So here also, you can't tell me, need the pasuk for Shachar Oitzer to tell me, only Korban Chatas needs a tzofen, and not a Korban Pesach. I do not need a pasuk. I will know min Svara. So where it says, rather, Ela rather, Lyerlam Kedemina Mikara. I'll tell you, the drosha here is to teach us, like we said before, that Oitzer bitzofen, Vien Hashrechet bitzofen, and that's the drosha. That only the Korban has to be done. Has to be on Sofen side of the Azara, and not the Sheikhet. The Sheikhet, he could be on the Sofen side, and he could be on the Durham side, and just take over his hands to the Sofen side. Aye, and this the question was, Udubachashaloch mid Rabbi Achio Nafka. I will learn it out from Rabbacha's Postit, that it says in the Ikra Aleph, Vishakhatoysa Yosamas Amazbech Safarino. So what do we need two psukim for? So I'll tell you, the Rabbi Achio Lav Lamute Sheikhet Bisofen Udiyasa. Even his drosha, Rabachi's drosha, has not come to teach us on me to say that the sheikh does not have to be b'tzofen. That time I know from now on, Pesach and Vayikra Dalet, that only the korban has to be on tzofen and not the sheikh. Elo rather, what does Rabachi mean to say in the Pesach and Vayikra Aleph? Hello, Bikoma. Ein ha-sheikh b'tzofen, avo makabu b'tzofen. That's the Zika drosha. That the sheikh does not have to be, that I know from Vayikra Dalet. But here the meat diak is that just the sheikh not. But the Makabel, yes, the Kohen, when he does the avoid of Kabbalah, he has to be on the north side of the Azara. For the Gemara Makabel, mi lokach, v'lokach nafka. We made that Joshua, it says an extra vav, v'lokach, that not only does the Maisa Kabbalah have to be with Tzofen, but even the Kohen has to be there. So Gemara says, Nechnami, lokach, v'lokach v'mashmalei. Kohen to Rabach, he does not learn out like that. Him is not mashma next to Joshua, v'lokach. Therefore, from that word, I did not know to say the Makabel, the Sheikh, the Kohen, that during the Avodah of Kabbalah Saddam, he would have to be Bitzofen. Maybe for him it's enough to be on the Durham side. So therefore, I need our Pesach. But Shachar Oisei, no, that the Diyak is, Oisei, only the Shechita, the Sheikhit, does not have to be. But the Makabel has to be. The Kitzah, this is Rabachah's Drosha. So it goes like this. From Vayikra Dalid, our Drosha was Shachar Oisei, v'mokam ha-sheyishchat ha-elah v'dashening, Only the korban has to be on stuff inside, not the sheikh. The sheikh doesn't have to be there. What is Rabbi Achi dashening? He's dashing this pasuk of Ikra Aleph from the Shachar Oisai teaches like this: that Oisai only by the sheikhet is there a ptur. He doesn't have to be on the stuff inside, but by avoidus of Kabbalah Saddam, there the kohen is doing the Kabbalah. He himself also has to be on stuff inside of the Azara. Now it says in the Mishnah, the Chayiv Ali Shoso. That a kohen or whoever is making the mincha, if it makes it with chametz, says over a lav, not only one lav, but you chayiv a lav for the kneading of it, and for the forming of it, and for the baking of it. If you make a mincha out of chametz, Omer Papa says, offer whoever bakes the mincha to make it into chametz is like a shtayim. You should know that person is over two lavs; he gets two malchus in. Achas al arichosa, one lav is over for the aricha, for forming the dough. The yachas al afiyosa, and one for the baking of it. It's over two lavim. For the Gemara of Yomata, you said before, we had maya fiyam yuchedes, shimaisi yechidi, v'chayov ha-maleo, bifnei yatzma. So ma'ashra m'shaas, you bake this mincha of chometz. You're only over one lav, it's a maisi yechidi, you're only over one. And here we're saying you're over two. So Marcel Lakash, there's no question. That they were saying, or a papa, that when you bake it, you chayiv twice, That's if you yourself did two ma'isim. That first you form the mincha, and then you baked it. And ho, that the darshan before that for the afiyah to ma'isi chidi, ho dior chavrei, to yoiv levi ofein. That when somebody else formed the dough, and they gave it to you, and now you're baking it. So when you're only doing a ma'isi chidi, you're baking it, and echnami, then yoni chayiv one. Rav Papa is talking about if you do two ma'isim. If you do the ma'is of arich and the ma'is of afiyah, then you chayiv twice. Tan rabbanan, not like this. Bechor she'och sedam. You have a bechor, a behemoth that's a bechor, has a kedushas bechor on it. The she'och sedam means I got a blood clot like, and now there's an inyan to let the blood out, take the blood out. So the question is, by taking out the blood, you're making a mum, and you're not allowed to make a mum on a bechor. So what should we do now? So it says, ma'kiza noisir sedam, you're allowed to take out the blood where I got it clotted off the blood. But the mokum shenoisim by mum, only in a place you should make the cut where it's not going to make a mum, will heal up. It will not make a mum in the guf of the bechor. But the ain makiz nesadam by mokum shenoisim by mum. Tibur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir also does a lav though, that you're not allowed to make a mum on a bechor, even though it needs its ochas dam. And we'll see the chiddush. That even though when the behemoth now is ochas dam and has a clotting of blood, it has a mum in it already. And now, by making zakosa, you're making like a second mum. Rameya says that's also also. It's also to put a mum in a bal mum. So if you're not allowed to cut it, the mokum is going to make a mum. But rather, you have to do it on a different place where it won't be a mum. Vachom and Nechom say, Yak is af a mokum shreistim ba mum. No, you're allowed to take the blood out, even in a place by cutting it, you'll make a mum. And as far as like we'll see later on, now they consider this payment to have a mum already. And on a bal mum already, there's no issa to put a mum. But obavad shelo yishchad aloise mum. But you should not shech the behema because of this mum. So this we'll soon see. Is even on the tzad there's no mum yet. Still they hold you allowed to do it. But we'll soon see another reason why it could be its muta. It's muta because it's a sarach right now. And the Rashi says, obavad shelo yishchad aloise mum. Ad sheba mayatma till a mum comes by itself. Because the bechor is not nechol on a mum that you put into it. So even though you have a heter to make this mum, but a koponim, you're not allowed to eat this animal with this mum alone. You'll have to wait till another mum comes. That's the chum's word. Chomar mim yakish, you're allowed to make that cause we'll soon see why. Apa mokum shesim a mum, but a bavat revarin shla yishchat ois a mum. Yishchat means you cannot shech this bechor now, the kedusha schulin, b'tera schulin, because of that mum. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Af nishchat loisim mum. No, Shimon holds you allowed to. That l'maisi yad heta to make this mum, and now the bechor has the mum in it. So therefore, the kedusha goes off it. Therefore, you allowed to use this animal b'teras chulin. Rabbi Yudah and Yudah says, Afilo meis ein makiz l'es adam. No, even if the bechor will die without taking out the blood, still you have no heta to be over the lav to make a mum, and therefore you have to let it die. And you cannot do a ma'isi vidayim of making a mum, taking out the blood. That's Rabbi Yudah Shita. And the Churkosh, you really go to Shita, say, that even though you're not mechavin, it's like a dovah sheni meskavin, you're not mechavin to make a mum, because one is only to heal it, but still Rabbi Yudah holds, a dovah sheni meskavin is also. Marshenka and Rabbi Shimon before the said it's muta, so Rashi before said that, Rabbi Shimon the time they, the Yomah he holds, dovah sheni meskavin muta. Vizel loy neskavin la'ato by mum. Here, when you made the mum, you did not have kavana to make a mum to be mata the behemah b'shchita. So, who the chiddush in this Rashi is lechura? That lechura here. What do you mean? Yamaskavna, it's a psik reisha. When you cut the animal right now, it's a psik reisha that you're making a mum here. And usually we say, when does Rabbi Shimon say it's muta? Where it's not a psik reisha, dovah sheni maskavin. But where it's a psik reisha, it has to happen. You'll be chayiv. So, lechura here. How could Rashi say Rabbi Shimon l'shitosli? Rabbi Shimon says yes. You're allowed to make a mum on this behema, on this bechor, since your kavana is to do with the shame refua, not the shame bal mum. The chur says psik reisha. So when he says Rashi, you have to say it's not called the psik reisha. It's called like reini meskavim because the maisa aveira of a mum is if this mum is being done to be matzah the behema. That's part of the issa. The kavana is part of the issa. Here your kavana is not to be matzah the bechor. Your kavana is for refua. So merely your reini meskavim for that kavana. Of making the behemah mutter b'shchita because of the mum, therefore it's considered a name of miskavin. Toys Taki, it's discussion Rashi, and therefore Toys learns different Pshat. But Kol Ponim and Rashi, this is the Pshat, this is also considered Naina Miskavin. He not Miskavin for the Yisr, here the Yisr of Matla Mum is not a Mais Aveir just on putting the Mum in the Bechor. The Aveir is the fact that you want to be Matrit Bachilo. That's the Aveir. So since here the Snachi Kavoni is a Shem Refuah, it's called Naina Miskavin is Mutta. But if you don't know, and the Miskavin is also, if Rabbi Yudis says no, that it's also that Afilu Meis E Makizim Lesadam. The Om Rebbe Chiyah Barabba, Om Rebbe Yechanon, Hakul Moedim, everybody agrees, Be Mechameitz, Acha Mechameitz, Shil Chayiv. So Rashi explains here that Hakul Moedim is like this, that even though by Yospaya Balmum, it's a Machlikus over here, if you have this Bechor, Rashi learns that Och Sadam, that the blood clotted. So it's called a mum. Still we see there's an issa to make another mum inside it. So even though there's an issa by a baal mum, to be mata mum in a mum, and that's the machlokes. The other man, the Yom say no, there's no issa to put a mum on a baal mum. But everybody agrees though, the mechametz, for the issa not to make a mincha and a chametz, that the mechametz, sacha mechametz shuchayiv, and we had on the Mishnah, if one person makes the kneading of the dough, and he makes it chametz dik, then another person forms it, another person bakes it, all three are over the lav. Even though it's already chametz, still it's called mechametz tzach, mechametz is chayiv. Still the pasuk says, lois tzach the chametz, lois tzach the chametz. So master has a special lav on each ma'is tichidi by itself. Hu adin ba misaris ach ha misaris shuchayiv. If you have an animal that you made it into a saris, made into sterum, rashi says, afilu b'vayim echulim, the sivu v'yastachil mustasim, saying, bo acha v'koros ha-beitim. If one person comes and cuts off the beitim from the animal, but zenichem tlu is still hanging the kiss of racha v'notko negamri, the second one is also chayiv. That's called misaris acha misaris is chayiv. Why? Just think what the pasuk says: omoyich v'kosus v'notko v'koros. The question is: im alakiris to chayiv by cutting it off, the whole thing is chayiv. Al noti just pulling it down like kosh. Im alakiris means cutting it but still hanging, is chayiv. Al noti when you pull it off completely. Like Kol Shechein, El Lahavi. The Chiddush is Noitek At Achar Kiris Shuchayiv. If one person just cut off the Beitim, but they're still hanging, and then somebody else pulls them off completely, the second one is also Chayiv. So here everybody agrees that the Masar Asachar Masar is Chayiv. The Nechol Kuvir the Machlekes Payos El Abamato Mum Babal Mum. We have a Behema that has a Mum already. Like here, Rashi considers this Behema. That's also done. They got blood clotting. Like if you leave it the way it is, it's going to die. Same the chumum, godam is there. This payment right now has a mum. Here it's the machlokes. Are you allowed to cut it to take the blood out to make another mum? Rav Meir Savar, the prophet says, kol mum lo yiboy. Any mum you're not allowed to make. If Rav Meir says that, it's also to cut it to mukim where you make a mum. You could only cut it, make the operation where you won't have a mum. But the mukim, you make a mum, there'll be an issa. That's Rav Meir Shita. For Rabbanan, they say no, you could even do it b'yofen to make a mum, because they hold ein mum acha mum. Rabbanan Sabra, the pasuk says, tomim yilaratzon. But the pshat is the behemah has to be a tam, a complete. So you can't put the first mum there that makes it not complete. Benachrani, once the behemah is already a bal mum, there's no reason to put a second bal mum. Therefore, Rabbanan say, this behemah that's och sadam, you can cut it, demarkes it any way you want. For the Gemara, I've Rabbanan Yanam, you exceed tomim yilaratzon. Chorus mashma, the yisr is only upon the first mum, not the second mum. So Marin says, "Ulamute ba'mum yikara." That let's say the behemah is born a ba'mum, if it's a ba'mum yikara and a chlami, then there's no yisr to put another mum into it. But once the behemah was born b'kedusha, and then a mum comes in one, you can't put a second mum. Marin asks the question: ba'mum yikara was born with a mum. The chora dikla bi'amu, it's a piece of wood. It has no kedusha. It has no kedushas b'chor. So Rav Shita, there's no reason to put another mum. You only need a special pasuk for that. So what does the pasuk say? Tamim yila rotzon, mashma, that's the ikus of a mum, not to make a mum the first time. So what does Rav Meir do with this? El lamut the chiddush is that suli hamikdashim liyachah pidyonim. If you have a behema that became pasul, and then you apoder it, after you apoder it, there's a chiddush that there's no reason to put a mum into it. So what's the havamina avad? It has no kedusha anymore. So Rav says no. Because without the special pasuk of Tamim Yilaratzon, I would have thought to say, Sakut HaDechamin, I would have thought to say, Hoyo V'yafiru B'gizu G'avoida. Since these Tzulam Doshim,
even after pidyon, it's the loss of begiza b'avoda. So many of the mumim, now melissa tells to make a bal mumim it. Kamash mulam, there's no wish to make a bal mum. That's the chiddush according to Rabbi Meir. For not to tell us that once you have one mum, you're allowed to put another mum. No, you're not allowed to. For the more rabbon and nam you exceed kol mum la yibay. But according to the rabbon, that they dash and tell him yia means there's only nisa to put a mum in a tam. But once you have one mum, it's allowed to. Either the pasuk says kol mum. Mashma, any mum you know how to make. So when it says no, Rumi Bo, this rush should teach us, look at the Tanya like we learned. The pasuk says, V'chol mum lo yiboy. Say, L'yelish lo yiboy mum. Means you should not make a mum in the animal. Minayin, how do I know to say, Shlo yigrim loy, ayadei achayrim? Because you can't even be just a cause to cause somebody else to make a mum in the animal. Gromir is also offer. How do I know that? And what will be the case? That shlo yaniach a betza, you cannot put a dough, or a devela, or a fig, agabi oizen, you cannot want to put the dough on the ear of the animal, and then bring your dog nearby there, today she akelav yitlenu, that a kelav should come and try and take away the dough and bite off the ear, to make a mum there. How do I know even this is also? Even though you're not doing anything b'yadayim, it's only a gromo, on this, the Rabbanan Darsh and Tamlum, the Pasuk says, Tamlum, kol mum, on my mum it says mum, the Yom it says kol mum, mash even through a drum also it's also. That's the Kiddush. It's only also the first time you're putting a mum in the animal. But once the carbon already has a mum, there's no listen to be matla mum onto a mum. Therefore, here the Chum say, if it's already ochso dam, there's a mum here, you're allowed to make a makiz, take out the dam anyway, even though you're making a second mum. Omer Rabbi Yamravami says, Haniach sor agabi isor. If you take the sourdough and put it on top of it, the regular dough, to holach v'yoshav loy, and you go away, and now this mincha becomes chametz by itself. Again, you add a dough of mincha, and you take a sourdough of chametz, that's not a mincha, and you put it down on top of this mincha, and by itself now the mincha becomes chametz. Yishno chayiv oleho, that you chayiv for this, you chayiv for making the chametz, and kamaisa Shabbos. Just like you chayiv by Shabbos, Rashi says, just like if you put meat on top of coals on Shabbos and it roasts by itself, you chayiv. Here also, that putting the sourdough on top of the regular mincha and making the mincha rise, come chametz, you chayiv. It's not like a ma'aseh Shabbos. For the Gemara, is that true? Or ma'aseh Shabbos ka'gavdim in chayiv? A ma'aseh like this to be done on Shabbos, you chayiv for this? I've amar rabba, baba chon, amar b'yechadon. That no, it depends. Heniach bosagabik cholim, hefach boi chayv, hefach boi potter. Sometimes you put meat on top of coals, so if you don't move it around, you'll be potter. Yoni chayv is moving around, but if you don't move it around, you're potter. So what are you telling me now, Kamaisa Shabbos, that you're always chayv? We learned here by Maisa Shabbos also, it's not always your chayv. Maisa Shabbos also sometimes yoni chayv if you do an action of moving around the meat. But not moving around the meat, you're not chayv. So what's the lashon to say that putting the sourdough on top of the mincha, yichayiv, just like a maisa of Shabbos? All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next day.